is a corporate failure team. Terms of reference, number 21, terms of reference, Andy East, Councillor Graham, you've got 3 minutes.
Thank you, Chairman. It's been a long evening tonight, and to the point that this is at the end of this, but it's a very important paper that I've got to thank you this evening. And it's, I'm grateful actually everyone, apart from Councillor Medlin, takes their corporate responsibility seriously enough to still be here.
Point of order, he's had to get a bus home, and this is the last bus to back the island.
Okay. Galway Council, we have a corporate parents board whose role is to lead on ensuring that the corporate parent responsibility of the council and partner agencies who have looked after children care needs are being met. It's the non-decision making board, not formal committee of council. We take the opportunity of revised terms and conditions. This sets out the council's vision for children and care leavers, and the purpose of the board, characteristics of the board, role responsibilities, members, membership and support of the board. It's really encouraging that many members actually have turned up and attended corporate board meetings, and I encourage many more to do so, to engage with young people. The board is attended by representatives from health, representatives from education, from children's care, school nurses, and more importantly, from our hype group. So we hear what our young people have to say and their shared experiences with us. So by reviewing our set of petitions, we make sure they're up to date. Ofsted actually made a comment about our board saying our board is really effective and inclusive and a wide-ranging membership. It's all about really working in partnership for the benefit of our young people. Because all the young people on the island are the best start in life we can give them, and vulnerable people make sure they're supported fully through the whole process. So through the consultation, we provided our terms and conditions, we discussed it in our last board meeting on the 4th of December, and before you is the paper, which I'm taking your questions on, but the options are to be adopt the revised terms and conditions, terms of reference rather, and to comply fully with the Children's Social Work Act of 2017. So I'd like this policy to be 100% supported, as we are all for corporate parents. And I'd look for a second for my motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrew. Second. Thank you very much. Thank you, Councillor Stephen's item. Mr. Stephen, that as well, please.
Thank you, Chair. I do take my responsibility as a corporate parent very seriously. We are all corporate parents as councillors, but I do appreciate that some people have more time than others. But I would encourage you, because as a corporate parent, it really has opened my eyes, sitting on this committee, these terms of reference that have been brought before us should have been in place before, but weren't. So this is really, well, I say it should be a formality, but it's more than that. It's really details what we should be doing, that commitment that we should be making to our children. And I don't know what Councillor Rayner said in the fact that sitting on corporate parenting board and is absolutely invaluable to hear from the various different people, officers who are involved. And it is a very, very big team. A very effective team of very, very good officers. We have a duty, we have a responsibility, and these terms of reference are bringing that all together. Just to put it in perspective, Councillor Braden mentioned the Ofsted. Previously in Ofsted, it was actually brought to our attention that we were not fulfilling our function as corporate parents. But I'm very pleased to say that following that, people have rallied round and we now do have very committed members. And as I say, I very much value my role as a corporate member. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andre. And then we should speak to Councillor Lilly.
I just wish to say that I totally support this. I don't go to the parenting board meeting, but it's inappropriate due to my wife's work within that. But that doesn't mean that I totally actually accept
Thank you very much. Any other member wish to speak on this? If not, Councillor Burke.
I would just like to say something briefly. I've got no doubt of the good intentions of Councillor Brady and everybody who sits on this board. I attended it from 2013 to 2017, most of the time, and it's a very useful way of enlightening yourself as to your responsibilities as a corporate parent, because of course back in 2013 when the then Conservative administration took this council in special measures, one of the things that was massively criticised was the lack of commitment to corporate parenting by the most elected members. Now I went along, well I haven't been for this administration, that's not for political disinterest or anything like that, it's just for the priorities of the moment. But one of the things that always struck me was that you'd always try and get one or two young people along. And I used to feel really sorry for them. But there would be a room full of suits, very senior officers, etc. And they would have been shaking in their boots. You know, they'd been expected to share their experiences, you know, of being in the care system or whatever. And I know many years ago, I was a support of land Lord to a young man who also went to a couple of those, and he told me it was actually frightening today. He was persuaded by the children's participation also to go along. And I don't know, there are other better ways sometimes in which we as corporate parents can engage with young people. I know certainly invited various things that I'm sure some members get to, I don't get to. But it just seems that this is not just about having the corporate caring board patting ourselves on the back and agreeing the terms of reference. It's also about actually engaging with young people, which, you know, I try to do within the community I represent as much as I can. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Stevens.
Thank you, Chair. I wasn't going to speak on this, but I feel that I should, because we've had a few things thrown at the former administration of Ireland Independence. And Councillor Brodie just touched on where we were and the travel that this authority has gone through and still going through. That journey started when we had to sign over and link up with Hampshire County, and we did so very, very quickly, within 2 weeks of the Ireland Independent Administration forming that administration. What I want to say is that at that time, there were quite a few concerned cases that weren't open. We had instigated a children's improvement board. And I know, because we still got the professionals from Hampshire, Hampshire pulled that together for us. And those are the people that you're working with and will continue to work with. And I think that I should be voting for this and most positively. But I think that there's a direction of travel. And Councillor Andre said, it wasn't as good as it is now. No, you're probably right. But we're on a pathway, and it's a pathway of improvement. The same with education, the same with our children's care. It's come from a very low baseline to where it is today. And all thanks to the professionals that came on board at a time when we, at the Ireland Independence, put £2 million extra into children's services to get that Children's Improvement Board off the ground, chaired by a professor from the mainland, and so put forward. And I think that we are where we are today, moving in a more positive way because of the groundwork that was done back at the start of the Ireland Independence. And I think that, you know, your administration has taken it on, and great, because it is every child matters, and it is our future. And if we can actually keep moving it forward, then That's what it's all about. As Councillor Brodie said, I haven't been along over the last couple of years, but if I can, I'll get there, and that's it. But I think that there should be a commitment from all councillors within this chamber to make the effort and double our enthusiasm and backing for the board.
Thank you, Councillor. Thank you very much. Councillor Brodie, to sum up this.
So, briefly, so I think Councillor Brodie, Councillor Stevens, your attempts would be great. Yeah, I'd love you to see it. You get all my views on paying politics, but you know, I won't do it. It's the board has been on a journey. So if you touch on with Hampshire, the journey started, the journey's continuing. Hampshire, in fact, actually held an observer for parenting board now to learn from what we do. And it's right, what Councillor Brodie said about young people have to be coerced into coming. They come voluntarily now. I give them time slots, half the amount of agenda, and when they like to chip in at various times during the meeting, we do have young people coming. And it's really down to good luck to Stephen Woodford, our participation lead, who does things like have you say these and re-engage with the young people against their views. It's simple things we challenge them, like giving you a 100% discount on council tax. Doesn't mean not from not, but to them, getting started on the continue their journey, it's been a great benefit to them, and there's another motion I'm going to bring forward very shortly. Something else they've come up with, but I've left off the agenda tonight, it's a long agenda, so I'll bring you to the next one. But please, that's the thing, that's a very even more about to attend the meeting and participate. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Brodie. The recommendation is to adopt the revised terms of the corporate affair of 6.13. Those in favour of the recommendation, very happy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35.
Yes.